Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the scoundrel forsake his way and the wicked his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy. For our God, who is generous and forgiving. A number of years ago, on Mother Angelica Live, she had a woman call in from somewhere across the country, as when she was in good health, did her live show, unscreened calling, and just asked people to call in and would guide the evening and what the discussion would be. Well, this woman called in and said, "Mother, I'm mad at God. I'm angry with him." She says, "Well, tell me, what are you upset with him about?" "It's my husband. It's what God did to my husband." "Oh, what did he do to your husband?" The woman responded in a huff, and she says, "That man was a rat. He was a terrible man. For years I put up with him. Then he ran off on us, left me and the kids with no money, no support, nothing." And she said, "And I had to raise those kids by myself. And many years later, we found out where he was, and he was calling for me because he was on his deathbed and he was dying." And she said, "I went." Well, Mother said, "Well, honey, don't be angry with him for the bad decisions. Don't be angry with God for the bad decisions he made in his life, your husband made in his life. It's not God's fault, it's his fault." She says, "I know, but I'm still mad at God." "Why?" She said, "The last day, on the day before he died, my husband was given the grace of a major conversion." She said, "If for him to be a professed atheist would be a compliment to him, at least he would have believed in something. But on these last days, he had a major conversion and called for the priest to come see him to his bedside as well. That rat got baptism, confirmation, Holy Communion, was anointed, and was even given the apostolic pardon just one day before he died. He got a clean shot to heaven. I've been a Catholic all my life. I struggled, I fought, I did all these things. I've been in the church, and I'm not going to have it that lucky. Why? Why did God do this? I'm angry at him." Mother Angelica responded with the words of the Holy Gospel today. She said, "Dear, are you envious because God is so generous?" Kind of cuts you to the heart, doesn't it? For all intents and purposes, the vineyard is the Lord's kingdom, his holy church, the body of Christ, that which we have all been called to. The landowner is the Lord himself, and he calls all people to himself. What is our response? In the time of Christ, in the culture of the first century, when people were looking for work, they would gather in the center of town, just as these men are doing, the backdrop of this. They would gather in the morning early when businesses were opening up. Farmers would go into town before they went into their fields, looking for day laborers. And these were not transient people. These were the people of your own neighborhood, your own community. And he would invite them to work for them for the day. "I need laborers. I need someone to go work here. I need someone to help me with this in my store. I need this. I need that." and they would agree with them, sort of a little contract, for the usual daily wage. And so they would go. And so this landowner, this went out and early in the morning, called some. And again, he went out at 9, at 3, and at noon, calling them to his work for him, offering the invitation to come into his kingdom, giving them the invitation of grace. Let me put you to work. Let me give you what you desire. But there's two groups of people he encounters and gets a strange response. He went out again at 5 o'clock, very late in the day, only 1 hour left to work because you'd work from sunup to sundown, roughly 6 to 6. He looks at these gentlemen and says, "Why have you been idle here all day?" They've been there since the morning. He went out and gave them several opportunities. He said, "Go. There's 1 hour left in the day. Go and work in my vineyard." "Well, no one has hired us." All these excuses. He cuts right through it, as the Lord does with us. Cuts right through all the excuses. He says, "Go. Go to work. I'm giving you the grace now. Come." Where are you? So our Lord Jesus Christ gives us this parable, this gospel today. Today, not 2014 years ago, today for us to hear. Because we are those idle people. I've shared with you many times before. What have you done with the grace of baptism that was given to you? What do you do with the Holy Communion he gives you today? What do you do with the great mercy he has shown you over and over again in confession, anointing, those of you in married life, those of you who have taken vows to him? What have you done with the gift of salvation God gave to you? Is it idle? And we come up with all these reasons. "Oh, well, you know, if I had all these other opportunities, then I would do what God wants me to do. I'm not smart enough. I don't know enough. I need more time. I need more this. I need this. I don't want that." All these things, we put up these roadblocks, like these people. "Why have you been here in the marketplace all day lounging around?" "No one's hired us." "Really? I was here at 6. I was here at 9. I was here at noon. I was here at 3. Well, now it's 5 o'clock. I'm giving you the grace, like the poor man, this woman's husband. All these things he did all his life, running from God, running away, when God was there the whole time. "Hey, I'm here. I'm here. I'm giving you the grace. Are you going to respond?" So many excuses we put up. But in the end, when we're humble enough, when we put aside our excuses, when we respond to the great invitation and to the great gift, he'll give us the grace we need, whether it's early or late. What have you done with those gifts he's given you? Then at the end of the day, this landowner calls his foreman and says, Summon all those who have worked in my vineyard, the last beginning with the first, and give them what is just." And he gives them, beginning with the last to the first, the same usual daily wage. Our English language doesn't have the words to capture all that's going on here in the Greek. It's not merely the usual daily wage. It is an overabundance. It is what is just and far beyond. He's paying them from those who worked an hour, those who worked all day, the same wage. An overabundance. This man is so generous. And what does he get in response? Those who had borne, they grumble, they complain. They come up to him and say, "You know, we worked all day long. We've been with you from the beginning. and you have made us equal to those who are here in our. How dare you? Who do you think you are? What was the response of this man? I am not cheating you, which is the truth. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Are you envious because I am generous? And that is the true definition of envy, and ultimately in their pride, they were downheartened. They were angry. They were upset at the good pleasure of this landowner and the good fortune of others when they've been given nothing less. They were filled. They were satisfied. But they were upset because somebody else they thought was getting more than them. Isn't it the same way with us, this other group of people in God's kingdom? Like this poor woman with her husband again. Oh, he came in so late. Why? I'm angry with God, that rat, and all he did. And here at the end of his life, he's given the grace of conversion. We're reminded that all of us, whether it was from early on or later in life, it doesn't matter. What is the crux of the matter here in the kingdom of God is how are you responding to the grace that you've been given? What is your capacity? He wants to fill you. He wants to fill you up. He wants to give you the graces you need. He wants to have that salvation become active in your life. And the reason we don't see it is because of you and I. We thwart it. We put up roadblocks. We don't want to be stretched. We have blinders on. We want it our way. We use all these other excuses again. Oh, no one has hired us. I don't have this. I don't have that. Or then the other excuse. I've been here all this time. Heart's still hardened. It needs to be opened. It needs to be softened. One other analogy is used is if you have a glass. Sometimes we worry about the half full, the half empty. Someone's being cheated. Someone's being given too much. Where's my just reward? God will fill you to the fullness of your capacity. Whether it's a swimming pool or a thimble, you fill them up. Are they full? Yeah. Are either of them lacking anything? No. Is one have more than the other? Of course. One has a greater capacity to hold, but both are filled. One has a greater response than the other. In all things we have in all this, dear brothers and sisters, is what is our response? Whether you're have been idle with your faith and neglected it and hanging around all day waiting for somebody to give you some great gift when he's been there all this time since in the morning, or whether you're laboring in the field from the very beginning, born the heat, the sufferings, the trials, and in the end, you mean all of us have the same fate? We go to the same seven sacraments. We're all rolled down the aisle in the same coffin. How come I didn't get anything different? Humility. Humility. Lessening that pride. Are we envious because God is generous? I've not committed any great sins. Well, have you done anything to give God glory in the meantime? Because the same word over the greatest sinner, whether it's sins of omission or commission, the same words heal. I absolve you. Have we neglected that sacrament? Are we envious? God wants to root these out of us. He wants to fill us to the fullness of our capacity. And even more than that, He wants to stretch us, to turn that thimble into a swimming pool, ultimately into an ocean. Are we open to God's mercy? Will you allow Him to bring you to the limits? Or will we continue to tell Him, no, 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 I'm happy where I'm at? Or He wants to bring you even further. And where does He want to bring you? Ultimately to His kingdom of heaven. Let us strive to be responsive to His grace. Let us ask Him for that gift, not to be idle and not to be envious. And when we find in ourselves this idleness or this envy, to bring it to Him in His sacraments so He can vanquish it, so He can heal us, so we can pull it out by its roots and give us that humility that we need to say, I'm sorry. To say, Lord, I want You to lead me where You want me to go. May I not be envious of Your generosity. But You have been so merciful to me, how can I not be merciful to others? May we prefer nothing whatever to Jesus Christ, so that He can bring us to everlasting life. Amen.